gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Oh, my. A jam-packed celebrity hotline once again. Hey, you know the fair and balanced journalistic outfit called Fox News, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
They are
sponsoring
anti-Obama rallies. They're tax revolts.
Yes,
where
tea
you can
parties,
meet various
if you will.
Fox personalities there. Yeah, tea parties. It just happens spontaneously.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Fox News.
Spontaneous outpouring of,
which is weird because 95% of Americans are getting a tax cut under Barack Obama. But that's interesting that would be fomented by a journalistic outfit. Eric Burns from Media Matters will be on the Celebrity Hotline to talk about that. And also Fridays with Frangela.
Yay!
Our human fun stack with their thoughts on Obama's overseas trip and much more. StephanieMiller.com is the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Warder, me, Stephanie Miller. Can I have some touching love music, please? Before the show, Chris Lavoie, who loves me with the... All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you experience any fear for my safety for any reason, Chris,
uh-huh.
I love how the first thing you always say is, please, I need a job. That is so... That is so sweet.
Don't be going out getting yourself killed or anything, because
I know
need
it's
a job.
Fun. But...
That is so sweet of you.
We're in a wintry economic climate right now. It's going to be hard to find another job.
Thank you, honey. All right, let's move on. You know, speaking of fake Fox News controversies, have you heard the latest on Bowgate?
What? Who now?
In
and
this economy and housing crisis and health care crisis.
Whatever.
And, all of that. Barack Obama, who is tall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently it looked like he bowed slightly in order to shake the hand of the Saudi guy.
Why did you say
America? If you're playing compare and contrast... Unlike George Bush, who would shove his ear into the Saudi's tongue and hold his hand and his tongue in the Saudi guy's ear.
Yes.
And then they also would walk hand
his ear
in hand.
His tongue? What?
They would walk hand in hand through the Rose Garden, and you remember all that.
Yes, it was touching.
Speaking of touching love stories, George Bush and there are several pictures of him tonguing a Saudi leader and traipsing merrily through the... Crawford Ranch and the Rose Garden.
Dana Perino was asked about that yesterday, and she said, oh, that's protocol. That's what you do with a Saudi king. You hold his hand.
And shove your tongue in his ear?
Yes.
Hmm. A lot of pictures of him kissing the Saudi guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Bandar Bush, who's virtually a Bush brother.
Yes,
they're very close to the Saudis, the Bush family are.
So a CNN reporter in the middle of 02 wars and an economic crisis took the time to ask the president Robert Gibbs about that.
It does appear that the president actually bowed to King Abdullah. Did he bow or didn't he?
Well, I think he bent over with both to shake with both hands to shake his hand. So I don't
just show one hand.
Did he bow
or didn't he?
No. But I think this meeting was like a week ago, right?
That's right, but this is something that a lot of people are still talking about today.
Uh-huh. I can only imagine it is of great cause and concern for many people struggling with the economy.
Good one.
See, was that Fox News by any chance?
Mm-hmm. No, that was CNN. That was Dan Lothian of CNN.
That was actually a CNN reporter because, that's what people are all concerned about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is, of course, what they are calling in Washington, D.C., Bowgate.
That's a Joe Scarborough.
President Obama and a royal uproar. Did he bow to the king of Saudi Arabia?
Obama's controversial bow.
Obama bends at the waist.
Was it inappropriate?
It sent a message that Islam is superior to any other master or king or president in the world.
Watch how low he is. It's below his shoulder.
I can only imagine it is a great cause and concern for... many people struggling with the economy.
The Bush economy.
Bow, wow, wow, idiot, idiot, bow, wow.
Yay, unbelievable.
Thank you, Shano.
I mean, the Bushes have been practically, I almost said a word I can't say on the radio, the Saudis. I mean,
thank you.
George Bush Sr. was watching 9/11 happen with one of the Bin Laden family.
Thank you. George Bush almost did the horizontal bop with the Saudi leader half the time, for the love of God.
I think there was penetration.
Oh, come on now.
What?
The Stephanie Miller Show has no information about that. We're just saying. Probably. Okay. He got to at least first or second base. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's disgusting the way the media just runs with a story like they did with Al Gore. Oh, Al Gore the liar. He said he was flying over Houston in a Cessna when he's over San Antonio in a Beechcraft. Ha ha! Gotcha!
Liberal media. They just need a story. They just need anything
stupid.
All right.
I think there was some under the bra action.
You think so?
Yeah.
Let's check some entertainment news, shall we?
There's no business like show business.
It's time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Our top story, the headline is Naomi Campbell gives up alcohol. Why did I sort of think alcohol might not be a friend to Naomi Campbell? She says she no longer drinks alcohol because her body cannot handle it.
Hmm.
I'm in the program, and I'm proud to be, she said. It teaches you to let go. I don't think...
Letting go has never been a problem.
Not been a problem, really. I wish I knew about it earlier. Ooh, I bet several of her assistants wish she knew about it earlier as well. Do we have Naomi?
No, we have her manager.
Okay.
You bet I'll work.
Miss Campbell wishes to announce that as of immediately she has given up alcohol. It seems her body cannot abide its effects, and it has a deleterious effect on her performance. And delirious as well. She wishes to remain sharp and forceful, and she has determined that alcohol, by drying out the tissues, degrades her execution. After an alcohol rubdown, she just can't get the extra snap from her wrist and elbow that she needs to do the serious damage to other people's noggins that she's come to expect from herself. She'll be trying out several alternatives in the near future, from eucalyptus liniments to Bengay, as well as some exotic preparations such as koala spleen and panda toe jam salve, or a polar bear dung emulsion. She is devoted to her cause and committed to being the best she can be. So watch this space. I guarantee sooner rather than later you'll be seeing headlines reporting deep skull penetrations with cell phones, shoes, and Rolex watches. Miss Campbell knows your prayers are with her, and she won't let you down.
And finally, elegant ensembles worn by the Queen on visits to foreign shores are to go on display in Buckingham Palace this summer to mark the 60th anniversary of the Commonwealth.
Hmm.
Among them are key pieces from the last 6 decades of the monarch's traveling wardrobe. The outfits will be presented alongside over 100 gifts she has received on travels.
Including the iPod?
I wonder if the iPod will be over the aforementioned crown. All right, we have the Queen on this.
It has come to our attention that there is to be an exhibit of a variety of our clothing that we were known to wear while visiting our subjects throughout the Commonwealth, as well as when visiting foreign lands. It is to be mounted in Buckingham Palace, and is to feature such outfits as our gaudy yellow raiment that we wore to Australia, our formal gowns that we wore to state dinners, and the like. Just between you and us and the four-poster bed, whilst we urge you to attend, we also make mention of a certain backroom exhibition to which entry will be vouchsafed to a tiny few. We speak, of course, of the collection of racy lingerie, leather accoutrements, and various gadgetry that we utilized in our backstairs diplomacy. Talk about being mounted in Buckingham Palace. Try Versailles, the Hermitage, the Kremlin, the Smithsonian, and the Vatican for venues where we went riding. And each venue had its own specially tailored outfit. We especially loved the brocaded cape and mitre we clothed our nakedness with when we had our audience with the Pope, with Pope John the 23rd, who proceeded to 24, 25, and 26, all in the space of one glorious Sistine evening. Looking up for so long, we became very familiar with Michelangelo's strokes, as well as John's.
Oh.
There are dozens of other outfits with dozens of other exploits to relate, but we haven't the time here. Someday we shall reminisce aloud, and when we do, we anticipate our listeners will be mightily amused.
So you're saying she's old and a skank?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all for Tinsel Talk. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you'd like more of that Jim Ward falderall.
Check out Jim Ward's apocryphal but true, for which there's a banner ad at the Stephanie Miller website, stephaniemiller.com, and buy the album.
Hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger's cameo in... Exactly. Terminator 3, it's been hoped for, it's been rumored, it's been avoided, now it's been confirmed. Arnold will have a cameo in the summer's Terminator sequel.
Yeah!
As well as a cameo in the Sylvester Stallone movie, The Expendables.
And these kinds of things.
Will there be subtitles on the Stallone...
Expendable may have been the wrong title for that.
Yeah, this is funny, but
Can one hope for a Keith Richards cameo in the same film? The joke there, see, is you can't understand what any of them are saying. And that's why that's funny. Okay. Uh-oh, Khloe Kardashian? She's a lesser Kardashian. She's a child of a lesser Kardashian.
There was a Khloe Kardashian.
Yes.
I didn't know there was one. She was on Celebrity Apprentice.
And she has been fired.
She was fired by Donald Trump, and now they're feuding online.
Oh.
Where most people feud these days.
Especially lesser Kardashians.
I feel left out that I haven't had an online feud with anybody.
Even the Hatfields and McCoys are feuding online.
You and I have feuded online before.
Oh, well, you... I need every instrument I can to feud with you.
Yes.
Donald is fighting back on his own blog.
My blog is huge.
I was just going to say. I wonder if he said Kim Kardashian's ass is
huge.
Okay.
Huge. Beyond huge. It's huge. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Huge.
Yeah, I think she got fired because she has a DUI, and he excused former Miss USA Tara Connors drinking or
whatever.
Something. That's what the whole fight was about.
Miss Tara Connors is hot.
Okay. Oprah Winfrey has called in the FBI to look into a $1 million scam allegedly sponsored by her talk show.
Really?
Ruh-roh.
Oh, dear.
Winfrey's camp was alerted to the issue by fans complaining about an email they had received claiming they'd been selected to compete in the Oprah Millionaire Contest.
Oh, boy.
Con artists prompted recipients to fill out a questionnaire and send money for travel arrangements and tickets to the show. Good idea. You know, it's like that Nigerian lottery. It costs an amazing amount of money to pick up your money from the Nigerian lottery, oddly enough.
Your uncle left you $10 million. For that, I need a check for $10,000.
Okay. Fair enough. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, boy. All right, Michael Phelps, oh dear, he's been laying relatively low since his...
Since the bong incident?
Yes, since the bong scandal.
Yes, bong gate.
And you thought I sounded like this just because of the chlorine.
He was out in full force at a New York City hotspot the other night.
Oh boy.
An eyewitness says he was drinking straight from the bottle of Grey Goose.
Oh, that's classy.
And when the DJ started playing Paper Planes, he got up, started dancing around like a loon, and kept yelling, "Shots!" He had ordered 4 bottles of vodka. In addition, he skeeved out onlookers when he persisted in PDAing with his cocktail waitress girlfriend. They wouldn't stop making out. They were literally sucking face and not...
Was she the cocktail waitress at the night spot who just... or
no, it's his girlfriend who happens to be a cocktail waitress.
Okay.
They were over PDAing, apparently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, if that was the cocktail waitress at the night spot, that was a real quick courtship.
Might have been fueled by Grey Goose.
I imagine it was.
One might posit.
Yes.
20 minutes after the hour, back with a skosh more celebrity stack and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my. How ruthlessly absurd.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed the Stephanie Miller Show.
How about I just boom boom in the zoom zoom for a change?
Oh, and that's not allowed, I don't believe.
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, it'll rip something in the space-time continuum.
Yes, you must do it in the order in which it is mentioned. And also, if you put your hand on my hip and I put it, and then you dip and then we dip, then we both dip. That's how that goes. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, dear.
Is that one of Newton's laws?
White people shouldn't speak rap. Or jive.
Yeah, especially rap from like 15 or 20 years ago.
It's the only ones I remember.
Yeah, I know.
Manuel in Portland wants to welcome Mama and the Mooks to Portland, Oregon.
Yes, indeed.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes, I know that KPOJ did have the Stephanie Miller Show on Saturdays. It was a best
on the weekend, and we just started full-time on 970 a.m. The Talker.
Yes. So I wanted to welcome you.
Thank you.
And I also wanted to know if you ever made your way out here, given the fact that the whole beautiful older woman and younger cute guy thing is really in, would you go out on a date with me?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you a 22-year-old Brazilian model by any chance?
Well, I'm 30, but I am really cute.
Okay. So, listen.
I mean,
I'm, you know what, I'm trying to outdo Madonna, so...
Be careful, though. She'll turn you gay.
Don't listen to them, Manuel. They have no evidence of that recently. All right. Thank you, Manuel. All right. Stevie Nicks rails against computers and cell phones. They have ruined our children. Somebody's thinking of the children, and it is Stevie Nicks.
Does she have children?
Apparently she does.
Oh, she does.
Friends who want to get in touch with Stevie Nicks know not to send an email, call on a cell phone, or reach out by text because she won't respond. She does not own a computer or a cell phone.
Hmm.
How's about that?
Hmm.
She's a proud technophobe, just like Mama. What have I been asking you for recently? Oh, I need something on CD, and
yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
One song on CD, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of way down on my priority list
right
now.
I don't know how to do it.
I know.
Okay.
Do White Wing Doves Twitter?
I can't Twitter. I don't.
That's why I'm Twittering for you, Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, Radio Guy Chris.
I believe that if friends don't let friends Twitter drunk,
no.
You know, my Twitter messages would not make sense. She said, I believe computers have taken over the world. I believe that they have in many ways ruined our children. I believe the kids used to love to go out and play. She's right about that. I believe that we used to go out and try to kill ourselves with those dangerous 70s toys. I believe that social graces are gone because manners are gone because all people do is sit around and text. I think it's obnoxious. She owns an iPod, but she prefers to listen to music on a boombox on a CD. That's a gal after my own heart.
Oh,
better
Lord.
Yet, give her a cassette version and she'll be in musical heaven. She says it sounds better.
Like hell it does.
I have a cassette player. I gave a friend a cassette recently. She's like, how do you play this?
Yeah.
I'm like,
I think the one cassette player we have in this studio is broken. And, you know, nobody fixes it because nobody needs it.
Did I tell you my USC, my college story about Stevie Nicks? Oh, one of my friends, Grace. You remember what was that song the USC marching band did?
Tusk.
With Fleetwood Mac.
Great song.
Yes. So it was it was halftime and they were doing Tusk, the band. So Stevie Nicks was out there. I think... I'm just going to say, I think stoned out of her mind and staggering around with a baton. And somehow, my friend Grace got down on the field with her. I was looking binoculars. I'm like, what's Grace Bruns doing down there with Stevie Nicks on the field? And somehow she had befriended her. She was sort of like her handler for the day. And so she was staggering around at the 50-yard line with Stevie Nicks.
Was this around 1980 when Tusk actually came out?
Mm-hmm. Guess what?
Okay.
Class of 1983. Thank you very much. Fight on for all to see.
Interesting.
Fans of Paul Rudd, David Schwimmer, director Kevin Smith, Julianna Margulies. You can have lunch with Julianna Margulies, Jim,
really?
If you like. Yes. They're offering themselves up for lunch dates in an online auction. It will be held on the website ebay.com. Also up for grabs, walk-on roles in movies starring Bruce Willis and Drew Barrymore. Proceeds will go to the Adrian Shelley Foundation, which gives scholarships to female filmmakers. Our buddy Andy Ostroy. Ostroy. I said it right.
Yeah, he's your buddy if you know his
name. She was killed, it was her husband, and so it is a very good cause. So check that out. It's a very, very good cause. All right. 28 minutes after the hour, is our long national economic nightmare over? We'll tell you yes or no when we return. That's a tease. You don't answer yet. 28 minutes after the hour, the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
In the human resource world, we refer to that as being a filthy prostitute.
Nobody ever works. Nothing ever gets done. Hang fire.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I'm interrupting a Jim Ward concert this morning.
Yes.
I apologize, Jim. All right. Oh boy. I hope this is true. The headline is, at last the economy is leveling off. After a nerve-wracking six-month descent, the economy appears to be leveling off. Stock investors, shoppers, and homebuyers are less jittery. Once-frozen credit markets are slowly thawing, and economic indicators that have been going from bad to worse are showing signs of stabilizing, although still at distressed levels. There were fresh signs yesterday that the full force of the recession may be petering out a strong Sean Hannity's Obama recession.
George Bush has fixed the Obama recession.
A strong
the only logical conclusion.
Strong profit forecast from Wells Fargo, a drop in unemployment benefit filings, and several retailers predicting solid April sales on Wall Street. The Dow rose nearly 250 points.
Doesn't this prove that he's a Marxist, socialist, communist Muslim who bows to Saudi Arabians.
By the way, did you see this? Representative Spencer Backus, the top Republican on the Financial Services Committee, told a hometown crowd in Alabama he believes there are several socialists in the House.
I have a list he of 200 communists.
17. He has a list.
He has 17. A list of 17 socialists.
You, sir, are no Joe McCarthy.
Asked to clarify his comments, he said 17 members are socialists, but he won't say who. He did not name the names.
Of course not.
But he has it right here.
He's got a list.
He has the list.
Uh-huh. Wow, are people really that dumb?
I guess so.
Apparently.
Well, McCarthyism happened 50 years ago. A lot of people don't remember it.
Larry Summers, the chief White House economic advisor.
I think we can be reasonably confident that that's going to end within the next few months. And that you'll no longer have that sense of free fall.
I don't know whether we, you know, that's the thing. Are we just feeling more hopeful because we want to feel more hopeful? But the polls are showing that, too, that it seems like, you know, there's a little bit of a...
Well, that's part of the problem. I mean, recessions are in part psychological.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. You get scared and then you don't spend. And, right.
And you know what? The economic news isn't nearly as bad day after day after day like it was, you know, earlier this year.
Right.
So George, I think people are feeling better.
George Soros, who I would be doing better economically if he would give me some money, every time he calls, I ask him, and he says no. Even though Bill O'Reilly says he funds every left-wing outfit in the country.
He's probably got a million in change under the cushions of his couch.
Exactly.
You can't be in a free fall forever. It was a shock. People are adjusting to it. So we are finding now a bottom. The stock market made a very good bottom in February. And that would mean that the economy might also find a bottom within 3 to 6 months.
You know, that's actually, you raised a good point about it being psychological. You know what? We're going to have my best friend psychologist, Dr. Wanda, on to talk about the psychology of the depression and recession. And
whatever.
Oh, we are?
Yes. I forgot to tell you.
Did you just book this?
Yes.
Okay.
No, but you raise a good point that may be one of the other benefits of Barack Obama, that he does, whether you agree with him or not, he makes people hopeful. When you look at all the polls, you see, but that may be part of it. If people feel like things are going better, they may go better because, you know, they're more confident. Mm-hmm. George Soros again.
Right now, with the recapitalization of the banks is not going the way it ought to, because what we are doing, we are keeping a wounded banking system, a banking system that is effectively insolvent, alive. So we have zombie banks that are we are allowing them to earn their way out of the hole, and that is going to sap the energies of our economy.
He sounds a little like a vampire when he says zombie banks.
Zombie banks.
Open a checking account and we won't eat your head.
Well, he is from Hungary, which is part of Transylvania.
It's Frankenstein. Okay, George Soros.
There is a serious shortfall. You need probably $1.5 trillion to properly recapitalize the banks. I think you could raise a lot of it from the private sector if it's properly done, but the government would have to underwrite it, and that opportunity I think has been missed.
You know what, a lot of this economic stuff above my pay grade. It seems to me we got to try something different, but I don't know what the hell's going to work either with the banks and the flavor.
Whatever.
All right, Karen Hanratty, which I'm often not sure what the point of her is. I've debated her on television.
Is she the one who needs cream rinse?
Don't they all?
Absolute division if you look at the polls. I don't think it's just Barack Obama. I think it is the Democratic Party in general right now. I think you're seeing Republicans very fearful of some policies they don't agree with. They aren't quite sure where those policies are headed. I think Nancy Pelosi, quite frankly, has done a lot, I think, to damage the Obama brand with Republicans who are more inclined to think, yeah, maybe he won't be that bad.
Okay.
What's her point?
I don't know. Why do they hate Nancy Pelosi so much? I don't understand.
Because she's a San Francisco liberal.
Oh! President Obama, saying he was committed to a strong U.S. Auto industry, announced yesterday the government will buy 17,600 fuel-efficient cars from ailing automakers by June 1st.
Hooray!
And you get a car, and you get a car. And Obama has said the vehicles part of the U.S. government fleet would be purchased from GM, Chrysler, and Ford. So, good on them. Yeah.
It's a start.
It's a start. Good. All right. By the by, I may do this. Obama is urging people to refinance their mortgages because, you know, that's there's a little silver lining. The interest rates are at all-time lows.
I thought you paid for your estate with cash. Yeah, okay. She always pays cash for everything.
Stop talking now. The president yesterday. The president.
That is money in their pocket. And we estimate that the average family can get anywhere from $1,600 to $2,000 a year in savings.
Cash. Are you kidding? I'm in up to my eye teeth. It's a mortgage.
You say you always don't live beyond your means.
Yeah.
So I assume
No, I don't.
Bought your house outright.
No.
You said you got lucky with real estate early on in your career,
please.
So I assumed you paid cash for this house.
God, no.
Okay.
Declaring good news in the midst of an economic meltdown, Barack Obama yesterday urged families to take advantage of the near record low mortgage rates by refinancing their homes. He said, we are at a time when people can really take advantage of this.
Assuming your credit rating isn't in the toilet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs money to refinance, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the... he also cautioned people to watch out for scam artists, saying if someone is asking you for money up front before they help you with your refinancing, it's probably a scam. Particularly if the money's coming from Nigeria, there's a little, once again, red flag.
You have a cousin in Nigeria who's left you $1 million. To get it, just send me $100,000.
Okay, Robert Gibbs.
I think the president talked about the amount of refinancings just last month were greater than, I think, at any time in almost the past decade.
Yeah, that's the problem, is you shouldn't refinance if you're not going to stay in your house. And who knows these days if they're going to stay in your, if you're going to stay in your house or you're going to get...
You're fired.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, especially if you work in radio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is my dilemma. I don't know what to refinance. How do I know? How do I know? It's like a game show. How long will I be in the house? I don't know. In fact, historically... way back in the whenever that was, in the 80s, when I bought my very first place, I bought a condo in Chicago.
You're fired.
6 months later, bye-bye. That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of a bad omen for you.
Exactly. When I took the TV show on Oxygen in New York, remember that?
And
they said, as long as the network is here, this show will be here. It's our Today Show. Don't you worry.
You bought a huge estate.
Yeah, that was a compound.
You're
that
fired.
That was a compound.
And goodbye.
You had acres of forest on your property.
I fired a year later. I did not.
Yes, you did. You were showing me pictures of it.
It was near a nature preserve.
You were showing me pictures of it. There was acres of forest.
Oh, shush. Dave.
Sure, she was bragging about it at the time.
Yes,
now,
she were.
Oh, it was a shack.
Oh, look at this. Look at all this property that the dogs can run around
on. Every time I brag, I get quickly humbled. Dave in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on George Soros. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Mama. Yeah, I was really taken by Soros' comment about a good bottom and how one finds one. Can you give me any advice on that?
No. Come on. Listen, I wonder if you can win a lunch with Kim Kardashian on that.
That's a good
eBay
bottom.
Site.
That's a bottom, all right.
All right, Squeezy. 42 minutes after the hour. Wow. We got some Iranian stuff cooking up.
Yeah. Yeah, they got centrifuges and stuff.
Oops. All right, we'll talk about that and much more as we continue. 42 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So, who is responsible for these outrages?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere to join the party. Allie in Minneapolis on our Pirate Trouble. Hello, Allie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
Actually, this is a three-part question.
Okay.
I was wondering if you know anything that's going on about the piracy that's in Somalia. I'm actually a Somalian
The captain tried to swim away this morning, I heard, and was recaptured,
by the pirates.
By the pirates, yeah.
And I currently live in Minnesota. I'm a United States, citizen, whatever. And, we're getting, such a different treatment right now. Like, we're getting all the, weird looks that, as if we have something to do with that. And I was wondering what's your take on it. And, shouldn't those people be treated differently? The ones that are back in Somalia, the bad people? Because we have nothing to do with it, but yet we're
Look, it's, the same thing after 9/11, right? Muslim people here suddenly, felt nervous. And I understand that. And that it is ridiculous. It's not, in fact, it really does. I mean, we were joking yesterday. Because it does, in this day and age, when you go pirates, but you're right. You were right. It's a serious thing.
And we wish for the best for him and his family.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Ships have to be armed.
Because did you hear what happened? His name is Captain Richard Phillips. So the pirates tried to originally hijack the ship. He thwarted their takeover by telling his crew to lock themselves in a room. The crew later overpowered some of the pirates, but Phillips surrendered himself to the bandits to save his crew.
Yeah, he did.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, the latest is the FBI has joined the effort. FBI hostage negotiators join U.S. Navy efforts to free the captain. A U.S. destroyer and a spy plane kept a close watch on the standoff, and more U.S. ships were dispatched to the area.
It's just amazing that people in a rowboat. Basically,
we were talking about
similar rowboats.
Well, they're
like
the
how they. Yep, I learned a new word. They grapple.
Yeah, yeah, and it's amazing that people in a powerboat like that can take over a giant cargo.
Well, because they're slow moving and they repel with the
cut the sides and they're unarmed, so they have no way of repelling the repeller.
Well, they have AK-47s and they
and rocket launchers too.
Yeah,
the pirates.
See, I thought
do.
A grapple was they sell grapples at the supermarket. It's a combination. It's an apple that tastes like a grape, but that's a different grapple.
No, this is more like the bat. Thing, the,
I thought
rope.
I thought yeah. it was. I yeah. thought it was an alcohol that was made from.
That's grappa.
That's grappa.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
These
on the Somali
people are nothing more than criminals, and we are bringing to bear a number of our assets, including naval and FBI work, in order to resolve the hostage situation and bring the pirates to justice.
On the second day of the hostage situation, the White House said the president is being apprised of the situation, continues to be concerned about the safety of the ship's captain and crew. Robert Gibbs at the White House.
We have at the White House had for some time an interagency group on maritime safety that includes agencies represented by the Department of Homeland Security, Commerce Department, Energy, Justice, and the FBI. The State Department, Transportation, the Department of Defense, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The President has followed the situation closely, has got updates throughout yesterday and today, and obviously his main concern is for the safety of the captain and the rest of the crew on the ship, and he will continue to receive those updates.
We will keep our prize because I know that's the problem. Is it's hard at first when to joke about it because you think what pirates like? Since when have we heard that? And then the captain swimming away sounds like a Yosemite Sam episode, but it's not. It's
very serious.
Outfitting these boats with 20-millimeter cannon so they can blast anything out of the water.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were saying a lot of times on radar though you can't. It's hard to separate them from fishing
like
vessels.
Seagulls.
Well, obviously, I mean that's when they're in close enough to see. That's when you shoot at them, not when they're outside of visual range.
Right.
But these cargo ships have really small crews anyway.
Have some Navy SEALs on board.
Yeah.
No, but then they need
the price for goods and services will go up.
Uh-huh. Oh well. But piracy's not making it go up?
Wow. We have we got an economic meltdown. We've got pirates. We've got Iran is saying now what they're getting ready to now. What are they saying? They have what are the things called?
Centrifuges.
Yes. They have more centrifuges for producing nuclear weapons. Yeah, I'm doing the swirly cue with my finger.
Yeah.
That means...
I mean, something that spins around.
It means either...
Centrifuges.
They have dreidels.
It means either crazy straw, dreidel, or... Centrifuge is what I was trying to, what I was getting to. Hillary Clinton yesterday.
We don't know what to believe about the Iranian program. We've heard many different assessments and claims over a number of years.
I mean, it could be just bluster, but it's a pretty stupid move. I mean, because Netanyahu's itching to,
right.
To,
right.
to bomb Iran.
Right.
And
but
you
see, this
don't
is,
want to taunt them like that.
But this is why it strikes me that, you know, actually engaging in these talks with other parties is a better idea than what we have done. Because when we didn't do that in North Korea, they got more nukes.
Yeah.
When we didn't engage with Saddam, he was bluffing. And we didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It, Hillary Clinton yesterday.
It would benefit the Iranians, in our view, if they cooperated with the international community, if they abided by a set of obligations and expectations that affect them and by which we believe they are bound. And we're going to continue to insist on that.
Yeah, isn't that the that's the thing, Jim, that maybe I'm just being too nice. Logical about this, but doesn't Israel have a lot of nukes?
They don't admit it, but yeah, they're thought to have around 200.
That's why I whispered.
200 to 300 nukes.
Yeah. The Iranian president, I'm a dinner jacket.
To America, if you want change to happen, first it should be based in honesty, justice, and respect. The Iranian nation is for justice, for respect, for logic, and for talks.
Okay.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
All right. George and Tempe on the Pirates. Hello, George.
Hey, you know, I am in no way condoning what the Pirates are doing right now, but there's an origin to what's going on with this pirate story that people aren't talking about, and that is that the Somalia is so poor, and they have actually no Coast Guard to speak of and haven't for a long time. These pirates were actually citizens who originally, a lot of them originally, were trying to ward off people who were fishing the crap out of the Somalia's waters, and then later on, it turns out that almost all of Western Europe has been using Somalia's coastline to dump their toxic waste. They're washing up on shore, and so many people in Somalia have radiation poisoning, and it's just an incredible situation. Now, later on, they started taking these ships hostage to just, you know, make
money.
To try
and feed themselves.
Country,
yeah.
Now, of course, they don't tell that side of the story.
No, they don't tell that side of the story. Now it's just an out-of-control, you know, modern pirate story. Yeah. But there's definitely a whole other side of the story, as there usually is.
Still doesn't excuse, you know, their behavior, but...
Exactly. It's like, you know...
Well, in the case of stopping ships from dumping radioactive waste, it does excuse their behavior, but they're not doing...
George, it's like the right accusing the left for years of trying to excuse the 9/11 terrorists in some ways, and meanwhile, it's Pat Buchanan that's been consistently on TV saying they don't hate us for our freedom, they hate us for our policies. We should get out of Saudi Arabia and XYZ, you know?
They hate us for our toxic waste this time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, honey.
I don't think the Maersk Alabama was dumping toxic waste, though. It was just trying to move cargo back and forth.
Yeah. Mike in Santa Barbara on the Pirates as well. Hi, Mike.
Oh, yeah. I think the previous caller might have blown a little bit of the wind out of my sails. But, yeah, same
thing. Damn him. I like how we're using ship references.
Yes.
Good.
Arr.
Yes, R.
Right, R.
You're blown off course.
But, Somalia doesn't have a real active government at the moment, to my understanding, and they basically started out as sort of a de facto Coast Guard because there was a lot of toxic dumping and overfishing. You know, the international fishing fleet was basically strip mining their local fishery, and so they were guarding basically their 12-mile limit. And of course,
Mike, it's just another example of how we have to look at. I know I hate to use the word nuance. But some of these problems, in terms of the war on terror, they are more complex.
Right.
And like you say, and that's not to say, because then people right away, the right, it's all, force is the only thing they seem to think is because you're right, there is a cause and effect, it doesn't excuse it, but, you know.
Right, and there's one other nuancey kind of point, if I could make, is that, in any kind of, government or pseudo-government enforcement agency, there's always going to be problems. You know, anytime you got people involved, there's going to be some corruption or maybe somebody's skimming money.
Right.
But I think that what they were trying to do, and of course, we're probably the greatest example of that ever in history, but we being the United States. But, basically the way they fund their operation since their country is in sort of...
Hang on, we've got to hold that thought through the break. That, tinsel talk and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, and I feel good. the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Mike in Santa Barbara on Pirate Talk. Hello, Mike.
Hi. Hey, before the break, I was just trying to make a clarification on the so-called pirate activity mm-hmm. off Somalia. And in fact, they're kind of a de facto Coast Guard is
right.
what they're doing because of the illegal dumping and illegal fishing within
right.
their 12-mile borders. And what's really going on is the way that they fund their operation, since the Somali government is basically in tatters, is with these hijackings. And I'm not, you know, excusing that. But,
yeah.
you know, if the international community wanted to do something about it, you know, take a proactive stance, maybe what they could do is go in
right.
and
so, instead
something
of...
about the illegal fishing and illegal dumping off their waters. This is basically started with a group of fishermen trying to protect their livelihood.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying is, you know, instead of just figuring out how to stop this one incident, we have to, you know, figure out, because obviously this isn't the first time. It's you know, an ongoing problem. So good points, Mike. You're the smartest boy in class today. Okay. All right, StephanieMiller.com is the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoie, voice deity Jim Ward, me, Stephanie Miller. Eric Burns from Media Matters coming up on the Celebrity Hotline to talk about, the Fair and Balanced Fox News. They're sponsoring tea parties across the country where you can meet fascinating Fox personalities.
Yes. And Glenn Beck and O'Reilly were crying last night
right.
because nobody was paying attention to their tea parties.
Yeah, they're basically
millionaires pay their taxes.
They're basically anti-Obama rallies.
Yes,
what kind
are.
Of country is this where billionaires have to pay taxes?
And there's a little bit of breaking news on the Chicago Tea Party
yes,
this morning.
Cub reporter Chris LaVoie, what is it? Yes.
Michael Steele had
yes.
asked to be a part of the Chicago Tea Party.
Yes, the beleaguered RNC chair.
They denied his request.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
They're like, we have a lot of crazy Fox personalities. They'll say all the crazy. We don't need you. All right. And Fridays with Frangela coming up next hour. Our human fun stack on the president's trip and much more all things politics and pop culture. Greg and Julie write staff. My wife and I love the show on Wednesdays. NPR's, I've got a lot of these. NPR's Talk of the Nation. They do a political junkie show. They start off with a political trivia question. This week's question, who was the last sitting member of the House of Representatives to appear on a Republican presidential ticket? Jim, Chris.
Would that be Bill Miller?
William E. Miller.
From the great state of New York?
My dada.
How about that?
Yes, the answer, William Miller. They went on to say one of the reasons Goldwater chose him was because Miller had the ability to drive LBJ nuts.
Computer says yes.
Barry Goldwater did say that, and I inherited that ability to drive people nuts.
Do you drive LBJ nuts, or did you?
Just everybody. Lots of people. Okay. All right. And many people sent along this story for our entertainment pleasure because it has Stephanie Miller newscast written all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Man gets stabbed for his flatulence problem. This out of Waco, Texas. A man was stabbed after causing a stink literally in a motel room while eating with a friend. Five men from the Houston area were sharing a Waco hotel motel room. Oh, that's not going to smell good anyway.
No.
And two were inside the room eating when one had a flatulence problem. One man was so upset about the gas, he threw a large knife at him, cutting his leg, and then stabbed him in the chest.
Nice.
The guy's fine now.
Come on, relieve some of the pressure. That was his.
Yeah.
It was a medical procedure.
It let some of the air out.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, thank you. Jim, we have a guess the quote for today. Who said, Dear Bill, as in Bill O'Reilly, thanks for including the Chicago Sun-Times on your exclusive list of newspapers on your Hall of Shame. To be an O'Reilly Hall of Fame would be a cruel blow to any newspaper. It would place us in the favor of a man who turns red and starts screaming when anyone disagrees with him. My grade school teacher, wise sister Nathan, would have called in your parents and recommended counseling with Father Hogben, who sent
Rex Reed.
No, Roger Ebert. In a much-quoted Chicago Sun-Times poem. There's a... theme for today's guest quote. Who said, my editor informs me that very few readers complained about the disappearance of your column, adding many more complained about Nancy, the comic strip I know I did. The newspapers continue to run your column as a mystery to me since it's composed of knee-jerk frothings and ravings. If I were an editor searching for a conservative, I wouldn't choose a mad dog. Who said that?
Pauline Kael.
It's Roger Ebert in the very same Chicago Sun-Times. All right, one last guest quote. Who said, Bill, I'm concerned that you've been losing touch with reality recently. Did you really say you're more powerful than any politician? That reminds me of the famous story about Squeaky the Chicago Mouse. It seems that Squeaky was floating on his back along the Chicago River one day, approaching the Michigan Avenue lift bridge. He called out, raise the bridge, I have an erection. Who said that?
A.O. Scott.
No, Roger Ebert on the Sun-Times column. Thoughts on Bill O'Reilly and Squeaky, the Chicago Mouse.
Couldn't think of any more.
Roger Ebert has been writing some great columns lately. He's been getting quite political now that he can't, you know, speak. He's he's just been writing all kinds of stuff,
good
and it's
him.
Awesome.
Good for him.
Yes.
All right. Wow. We played this. What's the name of this organization?
National Organization for Marriage.
NOM. Wow. With the economy melting down around us, people losing their houses. What is it? Almost 50 million Americans have no health care. We are currently in two wars. They're spending their time and money on this. What is it? It's a gay bashing ad to try and, because obviously we are reaching critical mass and a lot of places are legalizing gay marriage as they should.
Right, and they're blaming gay marriage for every ill that straight couples have.
Yes, exactly. At least the actors in the ad are. We have the outtakes from the, pro-family?
This is hilarious. The National Organization of Marriage.
So these were the people that did not make the cut for the... for the fear-mongering ad? Here we go.
The storm is coming.
A storm. The storm is coming.
The storm is coming, but we have hope.
The storm is coming, but we have hope.
I am a California doctor.
I am a Massachusetts parent, helplessly watching public schools teach my son that gay marriage is okay.
Coming together in love to protect marriage.
There is a storm gathering.
There's a storm gathering.
The clouds are dark and the winds are strong. I am afraid.
And I am afraid.
And I'm afraid.
Not afraid enough!
Some who advocate for same-sex marriage have taken the issue far beyond same-sex couples.
California doctor. Cut! You sound gay.
And I am afraid.
A rainbow collision.
A rainbowy collision.
Collision.
People of every creed.
Gay marriage has made me into a terrible actor.
There are only so many words I can drag out of my vocabulary to say how awful that was.
Thank you, listener Ken in Cleveland. Put together. Actually, she had it right. It is a rainbow collision of bigots.
Yes, it is.
That came together to make that ad.
Yeah, that one guy sounded extraordinarily gay.
Gay marriage is just ruining my life.
Yeah, I would have been anything to be in the sound.
How am I ever
going to
find the right girl when there's gay marriage?
How did that guy get in here?
Yeah, I didn't realize there were so many S's in the word marriage.
I bet you when he didn't make the cut at the commercial audition, he called them bastard
you're
people.
You're bastard people.
Mm-hmm.
I hate your
and I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
And now, a word about Beaver from Matthew in Minneapolis. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Stephanie and Mooks.
Yes, go ahead.
You obviously know in basketball you have the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
In hockey, you have the Frozen Four, and last night, Miami of Ohio played the Bemidji Beavers, and the Bemidji Beavers took a good-looking 4-1.
Okay. Thank you. By the way,
what are you insinuating with that?
There may be World Soccer at World Cup Soccer at Beaver Stadium.
Yay!
In University Park Center County.
In Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, yes. It may soon be a reality. The U.S. Soccer Association has sent stadium managers a letter outlining the United States bid process as it seeks to host the 2018 or 2022 World Cup Soccer Tournament. Beaver Stadium, current capacity more than 107,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big beaver.
Nice beaver.
Wow.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Mm-hmm. All at once?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, sirree.
Stuffed full of lots of people.
All right, I have come by the...
In a related story, the Octomom will be... Yeah.
All right, I have come by the aforementioned National Organization for Marriage talking points.
Oh, really?
On gay marriage, yes. Could I have my fun facts music, please? I don't know how I... this is apparently how to talk about the gay marriage so you don't seem like a big fat bigot.
Okay.
These are some helpful hints. How did I come by these, I wonder? These talking points. These should have gone to the...
We went to the National Organization of Marriage website. They're prominently posted there.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
This is how to disguise yourself so you don't look like a bigot trying to take away other people's rights.
Exactly.
Shh, don't tell anyone. Number one. The most effective single sentence. Extensive and repeated polling agrees the single most effective message is, quote...
Extensive and repeated polling.
That sounds gay already. This is the single most effective sentence that they suggest that you use. Gays and lesbians have a right to live as they choose. They don't have the right to redefine marriage for all of us.
How is it redefining their marriage?
they don't say. It's just been polled as the single most effective sentence.
Yeah, but once you get married, the polling ends.
This allows people to express support for tolerance while opposing gay marriage. See how you'll appear, it's a mirage where you will appear to be tolerant.
But you're really not.
While still wanting to take away equal rights from other people. Mm-hmm. Language to avoid at all costs.
Uh-oh.
Ban same-sex marriage.
But that's what they want to do.
Right. Yes, but it sounds mean and bigoted.
Oh.
But even the supposedly good part of that implies that you choose to be gay.
Yes.
Okay, so they're conceding that now. Yeah.
Frequently asked questions. This is in section 3 of how not to appear like a bigot while you're taking away other people's rights.
What?
Frequently asked questions. Number 1, are you a bigot?
Computer says yes.
No. Why do you want to take away people's rights? Isn't it wrong to write discrimination into the Constitution? A. This is how you're supposed to respond if you are the aforementioned bigot that is trying to write discrimination into the Constitution.
Okay.
Do you really believe people like me who believe mothers and fathers both matter to kids are bigots and racists? I think that's pretty offensive, don't you? You see, you turn it around on them.
No, clever. I don't think it's offensive. I think they're offensive for...
I don't think gay people are against mothers and fathers.
No, they're not. Gay people came from mothers and fathers.
That's what I'm told. Okay, let's move on. Number 3. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? This is supposed to be your answer.
Oh.
We need a marriage amendment to settle the issue once and for all so we don't have this debate in our face every day. So you don't want to have your face all up in the gay.
Oh, it's annoying.
You don't want to have your face all up in the gay every day.
Okay. I'm sorry, it's annoying, so we need a constitutional amendment. Sorry about that.
The people get to decide what marriage means. No end run around the rules by activist judges or grandstanding San Francisco-style politicians.
By the people, I mean straight people, of course.
Yes.
Gay people are not.
Yes. Grandstanding San Francisco-style politicians like the Supreme Court in Iowa.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the legislature in Vermont.
Yes. Totally San Francisco there.
They're San Francisco-style.
Oh.
They're judicial Rice-a-roni.
Yeah, you wouldn't want Chicago style.
No.
Deep dish. Oh, that's...
No, that's...
Boy, you don't want the deep dish, gay. That's a... Oof. Number 4. How can Adam and Steve hurt your marriage?
What?
Answer. The people of this state who lose our right to define marriage as the union of husband and wife, that's who. That is just not right.
That makes no sense. Or is it just the way you read that?
I can't tell. It's also ridiculous. Yeah. I can't tell if I'm doing it wrong or it's just... I'm Bobby Jindal. It's bad points delivered badly.
Yes.
Number 5. Why do you want to interfere with love? Here should be your answer. Love is a great thing, but marriage just isn't any kind of love. It's the special love of husband and wife for each other and their children. See, so gay love is not a special love.
No.
It's a gay love that is not special.
Gay love is icky. That's why we need a constitutional amendment against that.
Yes.
I gotcha. Okay.
Number 7. Isn't divorce the real threat to marriage? Answer. High rates of divorce are one more reason we should be strengthening marriage, not conducting radical social experiments on it.
Clever.
Okay. That's a clever set of talking points there.
Wow.
Oof. Oh.
Do they really think that's going to work?
Apparently, I'm letting you know before you hear them elsewhere.
And by the way, there are 17 socialists in the Congress. And I can prove it. I have a piece of paper which you cannot look at.
Yes. All right, Jackie in Santa Cruz, when we come back, wants to tell us that some of her best friends are gay. 20 minutes after, you know how that is. 20 minutes after the
hour.
Some
of your best friends are gay.
Yeah, listen. All of my friends are gay.
20, no.
20 minutes after, not all of them, I just, you know. 20 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
You know, baby, I was thumbing through the dictionary, trying to find words to describe you. I found one. You know what it is? It's
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 25 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Jackie in Santa Cruz says some of her best friends are gay.
Is everybody gay?
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, my dear. Listen, you've got a good show.
Thank you.
I want to tell you that I remember back in San Francisco, growing up and all the years I lived there until I was almost 50, I had the greatest friends in the world, and they were gay. And listen,
in San Francisco?
I am straight.
What?
What, man?
Huh?
Whoa.
Honey, I am straight. I've always been straight. The best friends I ever had were gay. Listen, some of them had kids. They raised other people's kids. They loved each other. They loved me. They were wonderful
That's
to me.
Crazy.
They're just
what?
Like
you,
everyone.
You know what you're doing, Jackie?
Gay.
You're
so
humanizing.
You're, like normal people.
You're humanizing homosexuals.
I am, and all this nonsense that goes on, they're different, they're this, they're that, it's all bull. It doesn't mean
Thank
a thing.
You. Thank you, Jackie.
Humanizes homosexuals.
You're the smartest girl in class. Okay. Yeah, how offensive is that? Gay love isn't special love between a husband and wife. How would they know, first of all?
How about the special love between divorced parents fighting over the kids?
Yeah that's...
And using the kids as pawns.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Tim in Madison.
Hello, Stephanie and the Mooks.
Go ahead.
I came out when I was 17. My father was a redneck, gun-toting, you know, big truck-driving guy from northern Wisconsin. Gays were bad. My father's accepted me. My father loves me. He gives my partner hugs. He said he'll pay for our wedding. He wants to do everything
wow.
for us.
Wow.
And it just shows that people can honestly change. And if someone like that can actually honestly say that he understands it now in a way, it blows
right.
my mind. And you know what? All gay, straight, black, white, marriage is a civil right. I have the right to pursue happiness in this country.
Well,
how can I not
right.
pursue my happiness if I cannot?
Well, that's the thing, Tim, is when it, you know, when it's personalized, you know what I mean? When it's your child or your friend or your, you know, then I think to look in someone's eyes that you know and try to explain to them why they are not entitled to the same right you have, I think that does make it harder.
It does make it harder.
For people to be, to justify it.
It still just blows my mind that these people can't, that they don't understand that we're not trying to change and really destroy America or destroy their marriage.
Well, of course you're going to say that. That's exactly what we'd be expecting.
Yeah, but they destroyed themselves. I mean, Ted Hager destroyed himself.
Yep.
You look at all these
Jimmy
other
Swaggart.
Couples. Exactly. I mean, you look at this, and people just, they still don't get it through their mind.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't
Thank
understand it. It gives me a tumor behind my eye.
They almost—they apparently missed that clause: life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Unless you're gay.
Yes, then, yes, exactly.
No homos allowed.
Unless you have the gay on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right in the Constitution. All right. Hey, Fox News isn't being fair and balanced again.
Imagine that.
What? They're sponsoring anti-Obama tax rallies. What? We'll talk to Eric Burns at Media Matters about that as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show. You're beautiful. You're delicious. You're
Stephanie Miller.
Oh
delicious?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Keep it in your thought bubble. Okay. Give me a cut 17 here. Interesting. Glenn Beck and O'Reilly on together. That is 10 kinds of crazy all in a row. Chris, does it seem to you to be slightly partisan to have basically what amounts to anti-Obama rallies sponsored by a national television network?
A national news organization?
Mm-hmm. Newsy-ish.
They're sponsoring tea parties. They're
yes.
like revolts against the... so this only rich people are invited to these? Because those
yes.
are the only people that are getting taxed more.
Well, we know that Michael Steele isn't invited.
95% of Americans are getting a tax cut under Obama. But
right.
Okay.
Bill, I did a search on the tea parties. If you do a Google search for tea parties and CNN,
mm-hmm.
how many hits do you get?
None.
Zero.
Right.
MSNBC,
oh
one hit. And
the
that hit is from,
by the
a
way,
blog.
It would be April 15th, right?
Yeah. That's not some
well,
community
we know,
activist
we know that
group.
The media
Those are
in
people.
America is no longer there to inform the folks. It's
yeah.
now divided into political fiefdoms,
yeah.
and they're going to do what they do.
Yeah.
Why would CNN report
on a Fox News promotion?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be like us promoting another radio station's
yeah,
promotion.
A Mark and Brian event or something.
Yeah, exactly. If you're here in L.A. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's not a, what do they call it? Ooh, it's a grassroots uprising.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a Fox News promotion.
Yeah, if only someone knew a little something about that. That would be... What? Who is it, Chris?
The president of Media Matters for America, Eric Burns.
We're going right to the top now. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, Chris. How are y'all doing today?
Good. It's so nice to have you.
Great to be with you.
I you know what? We love our left-wing smear sites, as Bill O'Reilly says, particularly the president of one.
Well, I know. I was told recently I was the chief character assassin, so yeah, I wear that moniker with pride.
Yes.
Not only are you a character assassin, but you work cheap, which I like in a person. Yeah, and what Bill O'Reilly means by that is you tend to post actual video from his show or actual transcripts saying what he actually said.
Yeah, apparently character assassination means that we actually use facts, and I think that the guys over at Fox and the right wing are apparently allergic to that stuff, and you know, really are terrified of facts and honest information, and you know, it's amusing though to watch. We don't feel like we're doing a good job unless they're attacking us as often as possible.
And garlic, they don't like garlic over there.
No, they don't like garlic either. So now, this to me, am I crazy? Seems a little unprecedented that we have a national network promoting these protests across the country, which are essentially anti-Obama, you know, protests on tax day, with Fox News personalities there.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely unprecedented in, I think, the modern history of American journalism, from what I can tell or from what we can tell over here. You've got not only a corporation, but a news corporation that has openly just kind of dived into the realm of overt political activism. And, you know, they're getting up and they go, oh, it's nonpartisan, while they're running clips of anti-Obama protesters and talking about, you know, of course, all of the fascism and communism and socialism smearing that we've been hearing on Fox on a daily basis, you know, all wrapped up together. And I think that paranoia, you know, and revolution are alive and well at Fox News and in America, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is Glenn Beck actually said you can celebrate with Fox News at any of four FNC tax day tea parties.
Yeah, they have actually taken ownership and sponsorship of these tea parties, and they are now branding them as only Fox could, as Fox News Channel, you know, tea parties, and it's really incredible.
Well, I mean, but you know, as usual, I know this will shock you. It appears to be a dishonesty on the part of Fox News in that they seem to be implying that this is some sort of just grassroots thing of the people. It's a response to the administration's fiscal policies.
Yeah, it's a grassroots uprising that's been completely concocted by a giant, you know, media conglomerate. You know, but doesn't that happen all the time, Stephanie? I mean, isn't that how it always works?
Well, I mean, here's the other thing: who have you heard say we're fed up? I mean, literally, as I said, Glenn Beck is fed up. But I mean, you know, Barack Obama is doing exactly what he said when he campaigned. 95% of the American people are getting a tax cut.
Of course.
So what is this going to be, a bunch of Thurston and Lovey Howells rioting, or?
I know there're going to be a lot of ascots and like pink sweaters draped over, you know, a lot of khaki pants.
Izods.
Yes.
A lot of Izod and Lacoste. Yes, I think it'll certainly be that crowd. I think you know they've also really tapped into kind of this whole, you know, militia crowd. You know, because they're really ginning up the fear, they're really ginning up the lunatic fringe, and actually they're mainstreaming it. And this is something that we really never have seen before. And when you combine the mainstreaming, what I'm calling this emerging conservative culture of paranoia that we're seeing that is taken over the conservative media, it's taken over the conservative political movement, and now it's even making its way into Congress. I mean, just this morning, you know, Max Baucus.
Yep, we mentioned this.
You guys already talked about this?
Yeah, held up a list. He has the names of 17 socialists in the Congress.
We actually have a new Joe McCarthy in the United States Congress.
Yeah. He won't tell us who they are, but he's got the list, as you know.
I'm sure he will at some point, though. And I'm sure Glenn Beck and Neil Cavuto will be there to cover it live and probably have more events.
Yeah. Now, you know, they're saying that this is a sudden movement, you know, to protest reckless spending in Washington. I didn't recall Fox News sponsoring any protests against George Bush and his $1.3 trillion deficit that he got us to with his reckless spending.
Yeah, no, we look for that, and we look for that, and we've been looking for that for a really, really long time, and we really haven't been able to find anything. And the hypocrisy there is just is really astounding.
And when they talk about spending, you know, Eric, as we know, you know, economists on both the left and the right think we need to spend. We need a stimulus to get us out of this hole. This isn't just spending for the sake of spending.
This is the only option that the disaster of, you know, 15 years of conservative failed fiscal policies and deregulation, irresponsible deregulation of the banking industry have left us with. This is what we have to do to get out of this recession. And, and everybody understands that. And all reasonable economists agree, and Americans understand we've got to get the economy moving. But all of a sudden, you know, Bush has a $3.1 trillion budget. He doesn't count the war. He doesn't count Afghanistan or Iraq. Obama has a $3.5 trillion budget to try to clean up the mess, and now we're on the road to socialism and fascism and Nazism and everything else.
And the road to ism in general.
Sure. But, you know, the worst part about this, I mean, and we laugh about it, but it's upsetting to me because, you know, the average person out there, you know, we're all very in tune to this stuff. They turn on any news channel, and they expect to get news.
Right.
They expect to get fact-based journalism, which has been the tradition in this country. It's been the town hall meeting for our democracy. It plays an incredibly important role. And now we have the highest rated, quote-unquote news channel engaging in overt political activism that is very, very partisan.
Well, and you know, you're right, Eric. It is not, you know, Fox News is always good to laugh at, but you're right. We had Eric Bollert on yesterday from Media Matters to talk about the fact that they are, in, you know, many people's minds, inciting violence. This Popolowski guy. Obviously was a fan of Glenn Beck and said that, you know, he thought Obama was coming to get his guns. And we've got this guy that had the copies of Sean Hannity and, you know, Bill O'Reilly and Michael Savage books about, you know, and he talked about hating liberals. I mean, so, you know, there are quarters that this is getting very dangerous at.
Well, and Beck and Limbaugh and these guys, you know, Limbaugh is really getting the kind of this gloom and doom language about, you know, Congressman Waxman and Congressman Markey putting up a health care bill is going to be kind of the end of it all, and talking about in this real kind of Armageddon-esque type language. And then you actually do have Glenn Beck, talking about revolution. Openly talking about revolution on the airwaves.
In a country where nearly 50 million people don't have health care, they're going to make it seem like getting health care is the thing that's a danger to America.
That's right. But, you know, what's the most disturbing thing about this is we've watched this bubble up. It started, you know, you see it in the blogosphere, and you see it with the real leaders of the Republican Party, you know, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, these guys. Even, you know, I think a poll recently showed that Republicans think that Rush Limbaugh is the third most important person in the Republican Party. Right. And now it's seeping into the Republican political establishment.
Well, that's what I mean. The right-wing fringe has become the same as the mainstream, as the Republican Party.
Well, they're running the party. I mean, I don't even think you need Michael Steele anymore. They're probably not letting him to the events.
They don't want Michael Steele.
Listen, nobody needs Michael Steele anymore. You know why you say that, Eric? It's because you are a hater.
Some of these haters are accusing Beck, me, and others of inciting violence. As we reported last night on Policing the Net, these despicable people are using murder to attack people with whom they disagree.
This is from the guy that threatened to send us a poison cake over at Media Matters.
What? Excuse me, what?
A poison cake?
He did. He said, well, I can't do that because I'd go to jail. But he actually did threaten to send us a poison cake.
Wow.
He threatened violence against us for actually just putting
put that prison for
words on our website multiple times.
That's kind of actionable, isn't it?
Yeah, you would think.
Well, you know, we do have security here at Media Matters.
Yeah.
We're a lockdown building because we get a lot of death threats and a lot of threats of violence from a lot of these right-wing folks.
Oh, my God.
And it really gets into, a question of the responsibility that these folks have. They have such an enormously powerful platform.
Listen,
this
whenever
is like Germany in the
Eric, 20s. I don't know if you heard. I mean, I got a fair amount of press for when I go on Fox News. I get death threats, but one of them we had to send to the FBI. I mean, that's the problem, and it's it is absolutely what they're fomenting over there, and it's getting frightening.
Well, it's beyond irresponsible. You know, there's always been an element of extremism in the conservative movement. I mean, years ago, Ann Coulter using a lot of violent imagery and things like that. But this is unprecedented. And, you know, maybe you can go back to the era of Joe McCarthy to see the kind of witch hunt mentality that you have going on. But what I find particularly comical about all this kind of this broader craziness that we're seeing is these guys can't even get their isms straight. I mean, they're calling people communists, and then they accuse them of being McCarthyites. And it's like, how can you be both?
Well, yeah, and here's the thing before you go quickly, Eric, is I think that the main thing is, can you believe that when you look at Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly, when in our history have we seen, they're two crazy people. They're certifiably insane, and they have television shows.
I mean, he broadcasts from a doom room. And if I can just add real quickly, Stephanie, as a Texan, I'm kind of offended that Glenn Beck is going to be at his Tea Party at the Alamo San Antonio, nice. Texas, the most Hispanic city in America, when this is a guy who refers to Mexico or Mexicans as folks who are criminals, you know, that want to come over and do harm to us, you know, mm-hmm. and that he refers to Mexico as a dirtbag country,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's just particularly disturbing to me, and I think it should be. I mean, the language itself should be disturbing to everybody.
What isn't disturbing about Glenn Beck, frankly? Anyway,
I don't know. I'll feel better when he's safely tucked away in a mental institution somewhere.
Yes,
somewhere where he can get some help because we're compassionate.
I mean, democracy would be better for it.
All right, Eric Burns is the president of MediaMatters.org. Check it out; they do the Lord's work every day. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there he goes,
Hooray!
Eric Burns, Media Matters.
Wow.
He's a cheap character assassin.
A poisoned cake?
O'Reilly's people sent him a poisoned cake?
No, they threatened to send him a poisoned cake.
I thought
cake.
You said
no,
that.
He said,
say?
He said
really?
They actually sent
one.
Them
oh,
a poison.
We got to get more information on that.
Well, yeah, that's why I stopped him and said, whoa, wait a minute. Hey,
yeah.
That sounds actionable.
That's it's attempted murder.
Yeah.
Hmm. 45 minutes.
And, you know, Glenn Beck should be considered an accessory to the actual murders that occurred.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hmm.
All right, 46 minutes after the hour, back with another episode of Pantsuit and Jug Ears.
Huh?
It's not an actual episode, but...
Jug Ears and
the president,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. The president and the Secretary of State had a very touching encounter, and we'll tell you about it when we return on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. Happy Friday. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Jerry, my right-wing love muffin from Chicago on the gay marriage. Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, Stephanie, fellas. Now, just before I start, I want to say, now I think I've heard everything. Being lectured by the founder of the most irresponsible misinformation spewer about journalistic and responsibility, but okay.
Media Matters, you mean who just quotes Bill O'Reilly directly? They just, you know, all they really do is post transcripts, right, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm familiar
of actual shows. So how is that smearing someone?
Yeah, they don't post opinion.
No, that's actually not real why I called.
Actually, you know why they do that is so that you see it in context, so they are not accused of taking him out of context.
Okay. All right, so, but that's not why I called.
Okay.
You know, I love you, hon.
I love you too, honey. You're going to be sending me a bottle of, what is it, Jack Daniels when Senator Al Franken is seated, correct?
No, I sent you a box of wine. I did already. You didn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. Got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Sorry you lost that one, too.
Yeah. Too bad Jerry still hates me.
Aren't you the one that predicted a John McCain landslide?
Okay. I didn't say landslide. I never said landslide.
Okay.
But okay.
You kind of did.
All right. You were a little off.
Okay. Here we go. We want to talk about, we only have the economy struggling, two wars going on,
yes.
Trouble at the border with Mexico.
And who started
and
all of that?
Pirates, international pirates to worry about. But we want to worry about getting Richard Simmons hitched. But okay.
Ha, 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 ha.
You guys want to get...
Yeah, why are you worried about Richard Simmons getting hitched?
Because this is such an important issue to you guys.
Because we have all those other things to worry about. Why do you want to spend your time or money on trying to prevent other people from having the same right you do? Why do you want to do that?
Here's what you guys don't seem to understand. Just in the times today, in today's times, there's the Supreme Court is hearing about white firefighters being discriminated against. I mean, there's going to be pushback from straight white people. You guys don't seem to understand. We're not all gay, interracial, transsexuals, okay? Some of us, we need to, you know...
Is your point everybody in the Democratic Party is a gay, interracial, homosexual?
This ambition you guys have to get everybody to be able to marry their children and everything. I mean, I don't know what you want here, but...
Yes, that's it.
There's no pressing issues. I mean, this is what you guys wanted. You fought for 8 years about...
Jerry, you know I mean this in a really loving way. You are a ridiculous little man.
Just for this? I mean, this is what you guys want. This is what the policies you guys want to forward? You guys are funny. You guys are almost ridiculous at this point.
Okay.
The thing about Prop 8 is that it was keeping people from having a right they already had.
Yeah.
It
was taking away a right.
Fighting for gay marriage. It's just that Proposition 8 was funded, for one thing, by out-of-state millions millionaires and churches. Who
but Jerry,
lose
you know,
their
once again,
status. But
you know, with your razor sharp intellect, you have sussed it out. What we are really trying to get to is people can marry their children.
You have to have it in all 50 states, and why can't you go to these states? And you won't be happy until you have it rampant in every state.
Rampant, like every well, yes, equal rights in every state.
Rampant. There's something called the full faith clause of the Constitution, meaning that if something is legal in one state, every other state has to recognize
like a little
it.
Cat toy. You can only play with him for so long, and he starts to tatter, and it's just.
That's the first time he's called since his boss wrote to us.
I was trying to put it in the context of that he's wrong. He's been wrong about everything.
But he's just got it so completely backwards. It's like we're not like fighting to get every gay person married to the guy. It's just. Why put in legislation that denies people a right that everyone else already has?
I like that Jim still takes Jerry seriously. I like that.
I know. He's
okay.
It's sad, really.
Let's go.
But it was a nice shirt he sent me.
Let's see if we can find our Jerry montage when we come back after the top of the hour. Al in Georgia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on Iraq. Hello, Al.
Hello, how are you?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, Stephanie, first of all, you are really cute.
Oh, and why, thank you.
I'm not just saying that because I just got back from Iraq either, okay?
Oh, well, did you do well, thank you for your service, sir.
You're welcome. They pay us. They pay us these days.
Uh-huh.
That's okay.
Good for you. Good
the
for you.
Don't bounce.
As your point is that you're lonely and that's why I seem so cute?
Well, that's why I tried to dispel that right up front.
I see.
And
all
then
right.
Then you took the ball and ran with it,
yes.
Steph. I'm trying to be complimentary.
Yes, why, thank you. All right. Anyway.
Anyways, listen, one of the men, it's hard to keep up with Republican lies because they just spin at you a mile a minute. But one of the most recent ones is that, of course, Obama is supposed to be gutting the defense budget, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing this by increasing it by $21 billion.
Yes, yes. Exactly. I guess that would be why all the troops were screaming for him and cheering and yelling, I love you, when he
you
came
bet.
Over.
Listen, hey, listen, Steph, I don't mean to interrupt, but one of the other traditional myths of right-wing radio has been that somehow all the troops are Republicans or that we're all, you know, none, it's just a monolith for the right wing. That is a big lie.
Yep, the troops gave at the rate of 6-1 to Obama over John McCain in campaign contributions.
There you go. And the next time you hear one of these jokers from Fox News say, oh, they don't want to count those absentee ballots. Oh, no. It's going to be a lot of military in those absentee ballots. So
yeah,
Democrats don't
exactly.
want to. That is a big time.
Man. Al, so, once again, thank you for your service. And if,
you
I, were
are
in,
quite
if,
welcome.
If I were in
Keep
Georgia, I would
work, okay?
I would thank you in person.
I wish you would. It's a long way. I'm in South Georgia, right on the border with Florida, so you'd have to have a flat tire.
All right. All right. I'll be there by noon. All right. Oh, do we have our Jerry montage?
Yes, we do.
Oh, Jerry.
Okay, but if I could talk.
Oh, this is right-wing Jerry. It's right-wing Jerry.
Hi, right-wing Jerry.
And.
Jerry, why do you always sound like George Jetson calling from the treadmill?
Heaven, you don't so much speak the language as chew on it and spit it out.
That's all, folks.
All right, that wasn't the montage I meant. That was the mean
fair.
One.
That's not fair.
We'll find the other one and...
I didn't know there was another montage.
There's another one. That's the mean one.
Sorry.
That's the one we don't play anymore. 57 minutes after the hour, back with stand-up news. Fridays with Frangela and much more. Don't go away. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Happy Friday, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere to join the potty. If you missed our interview with Eric Burns from Media Matters.
Mr. Burns?
Mr. Burns.
It is.
He had an excellent interview.
Excellent.
About Fox
excellent.
News sponsoring what amounts to anti-Obama rallies, tax revolts, tea parties, whatever.
Yep.
Fascinating.
And they call them grassroots uprisings.
Yes,
no.
They're just reporting on grassroots uprising.
No, they're sponsored by a great grassroots big, in the Hamptons, huge maybe. Media conglomerate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. By the by, Fridays with Frangela coming up in less than half an hour.
That can't come soon enough.
Oh, my God. Me too. They're like the frothy cocktail at the end of a hard week.
Yes, they weren't here last week, and we missed them.
And my life has been a bitter empty hell.
Ooh, frothy cocktail.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out.
Are you thinking of a morning cocktail, possibly?
Yeah, could be.
You can email us all there. Executive producer, Crystal Boy, voice deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Here's a Rachel Maddow fun fact. You know she is a mixologist.
Yes, I did know that. There's great video of her.
Do you know that she has not owned a TV until now? She got drunk on cocktails and ordered a television online.
How many things have you ordered online while drunk?
Listen, who knows? Because, you know, the last event we did, all the progressive radio hosts, I think it was up in San Francisco, someone asked me, who's the biggest drinker except for you? And I'm like, Rachel Maddow. I were knocking them back at the bar. It's just not what you'd think.
She's quite a bit younger than you are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she can hold her liquor.
She can hold her liquor a lot better than I can. She apparently got drunk and ordered one on Amazon. She's never owned a television.
Hmm.
Well, see, she doesn't have a need to watch Rachel Maddow like I do. I couldn't live without a television because I must watch Rachel Maddow. She got drunk and ordered a $400 television, and good for her. She can TiVo Rachel Maddow.
$400
That's
television.
That's a cheap television.
I know.
It's probably
She's got that big TV money.
It's probably
I'm
going to
see if I can call her when I get her drunk and put something on her credit card.
It's probably a 1968 Zenith, a huge cabinet.
Yes, that's actually built to be furniture.
It's
going to
be 12 guys to carry it in.
Yeah.
All right. As you know, if playing compare and contrast, Rachel Maddow, a wildly smart and popular and successful television host,
mm-hmm.
Mama, an elderly spinster who drinks box wine and French kisses her dogs every night.
That is true. On your select comfort
so
bed.
So we both have an evening activity. this will.
Yeah, your biggest activity is choosing what your sleep number is.
And Max's sleep number. Because Select Comfort is the official bed of the Stephanie Miller Show. And Stephanie Miller, thank you.
You give Max the remote and he like messes around with it.
Such his giant paw is like an oven mitt. So he hits every number all night.
I would pay cash money for video of that.
Stop it, Max.
That sounds like a Lucy routine.
All right. Anyway, this will be me in the future. Battle over frozen dog sperm gives Judge pause.
Again?
I will be battling over Max's frozen sperm someday, I imagine. Family court judge Cheryl Matthews.
Does he still have his cojones?
No.
Then
no.
That won't be an issue.
That's true. Damn it. It's too late. Family court judge Cheryl Matthews, accustomed to making tough decisions in custody matters, she was temporarily stumped when a divorced couple showed up in her courtroom with the question, who gets the dog sperm? I asked, am I being punked? Karen Scully and her ex-husband, they're trying to find out who legitimately owns semen belonging to Cyrus, Reg, and Romeo. They're all AKC-registered bull mastiffs.
Hmm.
You see, it's not the divorce and the people arguing over their dog sperm ruining marriage. It's the gays.
Hmm.
Does Max have nudicles?
I did not get Max nudicles. All right. Hey, speaking of which, if you're here in L.A., come with Mama. I'm going to be leading the ASPCA walk on April 25th out in Venice Beach.
Speaking of dogs.
There's information, isn't there, in the...
In the calendar section of StephanieMiller.com.
It's magical. Max and I will be leading the walk, so come on out and join us.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Speaking of the Fox News, have you heard... Wow, they got nothing. We've got a melting economy. We've got 50 million Americans without health care. We've got a housing crisis. You know what they're talking about, Jim?
What's that?
That Obama, who is tall, looks like he bent slightly to shake the Saudi ruler's hand.
Meanwhile, George Bush was kissing the Saudis' ass for 8 years.
Yes, and holding hands. And Chris believes there may have been penetration, but we're not really sure. However, it's not as important as Bowgate.
This is, of course, what they are calling in Washington, D.C., Bowgate.
Bow, wow, wow, idiot, idiot.
President
President Obama and a royal uproar. Did he bow to the King of Saudi Arabia?
Obama's controversial bow.
Obama bends at the waist.
Was it inappropriate?
It sent a message that Islam is superior to any other master or king or president in the world.
Watch how low he is. He's below his shoulder.
Bow, wow, wow. I can only imagine it is a great cause and concern for many people struggling with the economy.
Thank you, Shano.
Great, Shano.
All right. Oh, we've heard from Right Wing Jerry in Chicago, by the way. Speaking of montages, we have missed him. Let's talk to a Right Wing Love Muffin. Jerry in Chicago.
Play some song or something and make me sound like an idiot.
Jerry.
Oh, that's really cute.
Jerry in Chicago. Jerry.
Smarky and so funny.
Jerry in Chicago. Jerry. Right Wing Jerry is awesome.
Love that guy.
I'm a right wing tool.
Jerry.
If I could just say two words, everybody, all Stephanie's listeners, if you want truth, Savage Nation.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
No, seriously, Steph, I need to ask you something. You have such a problem with Sarah. I just wonder, were you molested as a child?
Jerry. Right Wing Jerry is awesome.
Love that guy.
I'm a right wing tool.
I find it interesting, you liberals. You love to throw around, you know, how nasty this campaign is getting. And then you guys play clips like that.
Oh, Jerry.
He doesn't quite sound so full of himself anymore. A little deflated.
All right.
Yeah, ever since his boss called here.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he asked him to stop mentioning that he worked at that particular place.
Yes.
Since they were making him look bad. Okay, let's check some news we don't want to lose, shall we? Here we go, kids.
Yippee. It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person, Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. When news breaks here, it stays broken. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, frankly, says a recent Iowa Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage is outrageously wrong. Newt Gingrich, family values advocate, says the decision demonstrated judicial arrogance. Mm. We have the rest of Newt's thoughts.
Frankly, I think the Iowa Supreme Court ruling on legalizing so-called gay marriage is outrageously wrong, frankly, and reveals a kind of judicial arrogance, frankly, and implies that homosexual sodomite perverts have rights like normal people. It's just the sort of thing I would expect from the commie, atheist, Muslim, socialist, liberal, Trotskyite, fifth columnist, hippie, tree-hugging, Stalinist, far-left sleeper cell called the Iowa Supreme Court, frankly. And as a constitutional expert, I would direct these Nazi perverts to the Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment, for example, which clearly states that the right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and all effects should not be violated unless they're homosexual sodomites, frankly. It's right there in the Constitution, frankly. Marriage, frankly, is between a man, a woman, his ex-wives, and his numerous mistress, floozy, harlot, round heels, village bikes, who eventually become ex-wives once I deliver the divorce papers to them in their hospital beds when they're afflicted with some horrible disease, which they probably got from me, frankly, because I'm a one-man bubbling cauldron of noxious toxic waste, and my seed is as poisonous as the cake Bill O'Reilly allegedly sent to Media Matters, frankly. To sum up, homojudicial arrogance bad, philandering, self-absorbed, egomaniacal, blowhard hypocrites, good, frankly. Nudie in 212, 2012, frankly. 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 Frankly.
Good idea. You guys go with that. And finally, snake venom, the budget alternative to Botox?
Have you ever had Botox?
No, this seems unwise. A new cream claims to smooth wrinkles using a synthetic form of poison produced by Asian temple viper snakes. How about that? The tubes of Lacura Wrinkle Stop contain a compound called Cinnake, which mimics the snake's paralyzing venom. Huh? That'll take care of your lines.
It promises don't get it in your eye.
It promises to block the nerve signals, which cause facial muscles to contract and can lead to lines.
That doesn't seem
wise. We have
Britt Hume?
Britt Hume had
to have all the nerves in my face paralyzed.
So that's what happened to Nicole Kidman.
We have who do we have?
The spa director, where they're giving out the... Welcome back to the Temple Snake Therapy Center's epidermal event. You've all had an extensive course of treatment with Cinnake-based emollients and creams, and I see just by looking around that it has had a tremendously beneficial effect on all of you. Your skin looks smoother, tighter, and almost translucent. Now you're ready for the culminating event of the season. Many have come to me privately and commented that your skin was tauter and smoother than ever, but
that you felt perhaps he was getting a wee tad too tight. Well, that's the signal for the transformation. I want all of you to get out of your clothes now. Don't be shy. No need for embarrassment. That's great. Now recline face down in your chaise longue, where you see we've installed a lava rock at one end. Use this rock to rub your chin against. That's right. Harder, harder. You see, you've unhooked your epidermis. Now wriggle, wriggle, wriggle. That's the way. Feel your skin bunch up around your shoulders. Don't stop. You're almost there. Hooray! Your old skin is gone. Long live your new skin. Doesn't that feel wonderfully liberating? Just don't go out in the sun for a day, and definitely look out for raptors. They love your new tender growth. And for a slight fee, the spa will tan your old skin and present you with a fetching collection of lampshades. Now relax. The spa staff has sent out a delightful buffet of live mites. Unhinge your jaws, ladies, and enjoy.
I think Cindy McCain would be at home now.
I knew you were going to make Cindy McCain jaw just because she looks like an alien from V and can unhinge her jaw.
That's right. And she has that really, really tight face. Really tight face.
I wonder if she's had that surprise look on her face ever since John caught her with that unused car salesman. What? I don't know what I'm talking about. That's all for stand-up news. I'm here all week. Tell your friends and flame, and if you'd like more Jim Warren, flawed roll.
Jim Warren's apocryphal but true. There's a... what am I saying? Banner ad for it.
StephanieMiller.com.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more of a tile ad.
Tile ad?
It's a tile ad.
A tile ad. Yes. I don't even know what that is.
Rick in Seattle is gay, but he has a beaver story. What? Hi, Rick.
Hi, this is Rick. And I was going to ask if I could be the official gay skydiver of Stephanie Miller's show, but I'm sure you've already got plenty of those.
Actually, we don't. There you go.
Oh.
Go ahead, Rick.
Right on. Hey, I just realized this morning that I have a beaver story and an Octomom story that it just came together.
Okay.
I was on the U.S. team back in the 80s, and we went out to Oklahoma for the Nationals. And when we got there, the airplane they had was a de Havilland beaver. And sure enough, they stuffed all eight of us into that beaver, and when we were ready, we leapt out of it.
It was the Octomom plane.
I don't know how I had to repress that memory, but when I think about it, there were 10 of us on that team, and I'm the only gay one. So once again, there's 1 in 10.
There you go.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that. Very fascinating story. Okay. 20 minutes.
Those in Alaska. You flew a beaver in Alaska?
He bailed out of a beaver really, really early. 20 minutes after the hour. Wow. Okay. The much promised jug ears and pantsuit. It's a president and Hillary Clinton story. It's very touching.
Jug ears and pantsuit reunion?
Yes. Stay tuned for that as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You commie, homo-loving sons of guns.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Party, dance everybody, make it hot in this party. Don't stop, move your body. Rock this party.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Rock this party,
that's
y'all.
Soothing.
24
it's
minutes.
The Friday morning dance party, people.
Come on, party right. People. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll, free from anywhere. Amy in Iowa.
Good morning.
You have a church story for me.
I do.
Yes.
First, I do have to say, though, to Right Wing Jerry, somebody once said, it is better to keep your mouth closed and have everyone think you're a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Yes.
That's the first thing.
Yes, go ahead.
My church had our Maundy Thursday service last night, and as part of the order of worship, the pastor's supposed to take the Bible off the lectern and drop it on the floor, so it makes a big crashing sound. And he was afraid he was going to tear the binding on it, because it's a somewhat old Bible. So I told him that perhaps he should get the boner to come in and throw the stimulus budget on the floor, and use that as an acceptable substitute.
That's a very good suggestion.
What happened to the promise that we're going to let the American people see what's in this bill for 48 hours? But nope, we don't have time to do that.
Wah. Myrna in Albuquerque on our friends at the Fox News. Hi, Myrna.
Hi. I want to know if I can be the official Peter Pan trivia queen.
By all means.
This is in regards to Mr. Burns' comment that the Fox News people had threatened to send him a poison cake.
Mm-hmm.
This is straight out of Peter Pan, because there's a song about Captain Hook threatening to poison the boys by sending them a poison cake. So that makes the Fox people all a bunch of Captain Hooks.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Evil pirates with only one hand.
Peter Pan tribute.
Yeah, there's a debate going on as to whether Eric Burns actually said that a cake was sent or if O'Reilly just threatened.
We will have to go to StephanieMiller.com after the show ourselves
and
review the interview with Mr. Burns.
There's a debate going on Twitter, actually.
Which was
I thought I heard him say they actually did.
Yeah.
I thought I heard him say twice that he actually that they actually received the poison cake.
We are going to crash the StephanieMiller.com in a rush to listen to the excellent Mr. Burns interview. All right. You know, if those of us that survived the Democratic primary and those of us that barely survived are so happy to hear another touching episode of Jug Ears and Pantsuit, the wildly popular Jim Ward series about President Obama and Hillary Clinton. But this is, listen to this. Did you hear about this?
What?
It was a gorgeous spring day Thursday in the nation's capital with blue skies, plenty of sunshine, and 60-degree temperatures. President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton decided to move an Oval Office chat outdoors. It was like a perfume commercial. I don't know if they ran toward each other in slow motion, but reporters...
Well, it sounds like a douche commercial.
Shush. Reporters, you are not questioning the Secretary of State's freshness.
Maybe I'm questioning the President's freshness.
Reporters being escorted up
Michelle said he's stinky.
Escorted up the White House driveway after an event on the South Lawn, were surprised to see the President in shirt sleeves and his top diplomat exit the Oval Office and head straight for his daughter's swing set. Set up nearby. It's like the love montage in Naked Gun. Clinton was seen fingering a...
excuse me?
Huh? A wooden picnic table. Reading from the Associated Press. A wooden picnic table that came with the set before they sat down across from each other. There was disagreement whether Obama waved to the group of reporters or whether he shooed them away. Because they wanted to be alone. Okay. Maybe they were talking about Kim Jong-il. Wow-wee, did you see him? He made a major public appearance since suffering a stroke. He appeared considerably older and thinner than 9 months ago.
Yeah.
He arrived
kind of sad looking.
He arrived to a standing ovation. Why? Because they'll kill you if you don't stand.
That's right.
And applaud him.
It's just the puppet parliament anyway.
Yes. He returned their applause by clapping, sort of.
Kinda. Yeah, I saw the footage yesterday morning, and he really did look about...
What is the sound of one hand clapping? I'm going to show you right now.
He looked about 20 years older and a lot more gaunt, so...
Yes, that is a somewhat troubling.
Yeah, well...
All right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a...
Well, it might be a good thing, depending on who replaces him.
Exactly.
I like his son. What's his name? Todd?
Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Todd Evil. Todd Evil.
Let's go.
28 minutes
after
the hour.
Just shoot him.
I
shoot him. I'll get my gun.
Frangela's next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a great time to be a woman in politics. Hillary Clinton, Sarah Palin,
Stephanie Miller,
Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. I feel fun approaching, don't you? I feel that vibration that could either mean an earthquake or... Yeah, what?
If you don't want a party, then you should go home.
Who it is it, Chris?
Frangela.
Let it be! What's up? Y'all change the locks up in here. Come on! You know that's like a stop. Get the crowbar,
girls.
Good morning.
Morning. You must be fresh from the glow of the Obama-palooza overseas trip.
Oh, wasn't that wonderful?
Wasn't. I mean, seriously. Being cheered and the
not
pictures.
Being rude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No effigies burned.
No, it's so weird.
It's a whole new day.
People being happy to see our leaders.
I know. What? You can go maybe go back to France.
I can go back to France, though. And I don't even have to lie and say I'm Canadian.
I can't wait.
What were your thoughts on his overseas trip?
I just thought it was amazing. I mean, doing town halls. When has an American leader done that? A town hall in France?
Yes. Yeah.
Been like, let me talk directly to the people in France.
Yes.
We're going to put a stop to this hostility.
Yes.
On the one-on-one level.
I know. Absolutely.
We're
going
to have an international slumber party.
Mm-hmm. Good time.
Good time. Some barbecuing.
Right.
We in this together.
Absolutely. And the admitting of at least a bit of saying, okay, yes. We did kind of cause this crisis, okay?
Right.
You know, but the critique that he's gotten for it has been ridiculous.
Yeah. Why does he hate America?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is he apologizing for America?
No, he's apologizing for the idiot you supported for the past 8 years, Sean.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And you know what? I think we owe
mess
that
he made.
Because we, you know what, we need help around the world. We got a lot of trouble. We got pirate trouble going on.
They have messed up.
Yes,
let me tell you something, pirates have messed up. Taking an American ship?
Yo.
Oh, if you're listening now, pirates, send him back.
Yes.
Because right now, I swear, every destroyer they can get together is on its way there for an accident. I would give him up.
And be like, oh, oops, he fell overboard.
He got away. You can't tell. Oh,
no,
not America. No, you can
mess
with everybody else, but one American, we will send everybody there to
get our
little IT guy back. That captain looks all cute and nice.
Yeah, if you see some of the graphics on TV, it looks like the old game Battleship. We're just moving stuff.
I know the other fishermen on our radio and them, like, y'all need to give him up.
Yes.
Seriously,
yeah. We we do actually feel bad for the captain and his family because, you know, he sacrificed himself for the crew. Like, he offered to go.
Yeah, and they all ran in a room and locked themselves off.
Well, he told them to.
Yeah.
But they were like, aye, skipper. Slam.
He's a good captain.
He's like, wait a minute, I was just kidding. You're not really good. Oh, okay.
And what I do know is that those pirates are not con.
No.
So they're not going to be able to defeat our captain.
No, they're not.
We were saying the captain was just on TV. He looks like the IT guy. He looks too young to be a captain.
And he just, I mean, what am I, you know what? Seriously. You've really got
to
send him back.
They get to give him back.
And I mean, wash his clothes, give him a shave.
Right.
He better look right, too.
That's right.
Don't let him be hungry.
No.
Or like he's been hurt at all.
A bruised one.
Oh, seriously, because you don't know how quickly we can get people out of Afghanistan to there.
They're in a little bit of a militaristic mode this morning, the Frangela.
You don't step. Yeah, come on now.
Give that captain back.
No, what did I say, Francis?
I've
said it for months. Nobody is taking this pirate seriously. They're not taking it seriously.
You've been watching that crazy Glenn Beck in the Fox News, aren't you? They're inciting you to violence. They are inciting you to violence, Frangela.
Don't take our people!
Why want him? No, I mean, you really? I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Which?
The pirate.
Oh, the pirate situation.
Like, why do we have pirates? Nobody can stop this?
No, they can't.
At least they could wear the costume and make it.
Yeah, at first you think it sounds like a joke. It's like a Yosemite Sam episode.
Yeah,
you're like, what? Is there a barracuda under the... They're making him walk the plank? What?
Pirates? Oh, I know he's going to come back. And he better come back with some money in his pocket.
That's right.
Yeah.
Better than we left him.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of that crazy Glenn Beck? Speaking of Glenn Beck. Because people feel they feel like they're fomenting violence. I mean, he's really certifiably crazy.
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
I mean, the only thing I can think though is that his people who could actually be, you know, made to do something by him would also have to be crazy, which probably means they're under the state's care in some way.
Yeah.
You know, or medicated heavily.
Oh, my
And it's
goodness.
Hard to rouse a bunch of people who are sedated.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You can't really...
I was just thinking. I was like, you know what? He just puts me to sleep half the time.
Yeah, you can't really get people off their meds long enough to riot.
Michael in Orlando on Glenn Beck. You're on with Frangela. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Steph. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I tell you, my find is interesting regarding Glenn Beck. He just did a video where he's imitating Barack Obama. He's taking a bottle of gasoline and pouring it on the guy from Red Eye, and he's saying that Barack is going to pour gasoline on America and set it on fire. And my mouth was like dropping. It's on the Huffington Post right now.
Oh, my God. He's like,
that's so stupid.
He's like Gallagher of the crazy right.
He's got props now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just stupid.
Well, you know what? You know, they're losing every talking point. They're losing every bit of criticism they could possibly have, so they're just
throwing just buckshot
anything.
Now.
They're just throwing crazy. Just make something happen.
Crazy.
Yeah. You heard about Bowgate, right? Because Barack Obama is tall.
Right.
So he had to bend slightly in order to shake the Saudi ruler's hand, and so they're saying he's bowing to... That's all they had.
It's so lame.
It is so lame.
Seriously, you can talk about the weather. Yeah. I mean, really, if you don't have anything else to talk about, just talk about the weather.
We have the, this is the CNN reporter with the, you know, with the two wars and the pirate situation and the economy in crisis and the 50 million Americans not having health care. This is what they took the time to ask the Robert Gibbs.
It does appear that the president
actually bowed to King Abdullah. Did he bow or didn't he?
Well, I think he bent over with both to shake with both hands to shake his hand. So I don't
to show one hand.
This is
bowed, didn't he?
No. But I think this meeting was like a week ago, right?
That's right, but this is something that a lot of people are still talking about today.
I can only imagine it is a great cause and concern for many people struggling with the economy.
I mean, he couldn't even not laugh. Yeah. It's like, first of all, it's not even this week.
Really?
Mr. Reporter on the News Minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two, seriously, we need a Zapruder film on handshaking now?
I know. Oh, my goodness.
The Bush administration was kissing the Saudis' ass for 8 years. So.
Yeah, we think there was at least, I don't know if there was penetration, but there was, to at least third base with the Saudi leader, Bush. Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, is it me or didn't they put the whole, all of Osama's family on planes and send them out the country?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Okay, and you're going to talk about an alleged bow?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Listen, here's the problem. The president has such a mound of George Bush dung to get out from under. So what people are talking about now is the supplemental funding, which is the same thing that Bush did. Mm-hmm. Obama is seeking $83 billion for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. It will push the cost. Oh, boy. Thank you, George Bush. Push the cost of the two wars to $1 trillion since the September 11th attacks.
Steal at $1
trillion. Yeah. Anyway, but they acknowledged Obama has been critical Bush's uses of that, not putting it in the actual budget, but he said it's needed at this time because the money will be required by summer before Congress is likely to complete its normal appropriations process. He said this will be the last supplemental for Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm. The process by which this has been funded over the course of the past many years, the president has discussed and will change. But, you know, he's still got this...
It's the old
business
budget.
Yeah.
It's the old. It wasn't in the old budget. Yeah. I don't know why this is so difficult for people who allegedly can type and do reportage to figure out. It's the old budget. He still has to do it that way. It won't be that way anymore.
Right. And it's old business.
Right. Robert Gibbs about all that.
The president has talked about falls somewhat victim to the fact that this is the way that wars have been funded previously. So we can't wait until the appropriations process is done in September or August or September to fund operations in Iraq and Afghanistan in June. So a supplemental is required in order to fund the new strategy in Afghanistan and fund the draw, the process in Iraq that will lead to a drawdown of all of our combat troops.
Yeah, it's like they talk about this stimulus bill, you know, like the president wanted to inherit this economy and have to spend this money in a stimulus bill. You know, it's like he's trying to, at least he's trying to solve problems that George Bush left, you know.
I mean, George Bush was on vacation at this time.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Can we all just take a time out? I know you're unhappy you lost.
Right.
Maybe we all just took one of them out and took them to lunch. Take them to a movie or the Disneyland or something.
Get them a popsicle.
Get a popsicle. Hug them a little.
Yeah.
Maybe they could move on and actually talk about something important. Seriously.
I think we may join Frangela in the popsicle drive. 42 minutes after the hour. Right back with more Fridays with Frangela as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Whoa, that was cool.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. As you are virtually soaking in Fridays with Frangela here on the. I was saying that it seems like the president is. Let me get this right. Walking the talk. That he talked during the campaign.
No.
I think I said that
no.
right. He's walking the talk. He's talking the walk.
No.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying.
I know. I got confused,
He's
too, but I know what you mean.
Talking as carefully walking in as he was
careless
walking the talk,
exactly.
Getting out.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Frangela, I'm not talking to you. You know, but the whole unity thing that he ran on, you know, he knew what time call to prayers was, prayer was over when he was in Muslim countries trying to show respect to them. He hosted a Seder yesterday.
Aww.
He's inviting gay families to the Easter egg roll this Sunday for the
wonderful. See, that's my president.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a hunt for eggs.
Mm-hmm.
That's unity. That's powerful.
It is powerful.
However, have you heard about the, what is it, Chris, a rainbow coalition of gay bashers or
whatever
they're calling themselves, the National Organization of Marriage?
Yes.
They're spending all their time and money making these little ads to try to, because they're getting a little spastic about the whole gay marriage thing spreading across the country.
Mm-hmm. That wildfire of civil rights spreading.
Right.
Yes, the wildfire of people getting equal rights that appears to be creeping. Anyway, but they had a bunch of actors audition for this ad, and it's nothing.
We have the outtakes from the, what is this, the pro-family?
It's so hilarious. The National Organization of Marriage.
So these were the people that did not make the cut for the fear-mongering ad? Here we go.
The storm is coming.
A storm. The storm is coming.
The storm is coming, but we have hope.
The storm is coming, but we have hope.
I am a California doctor. I am a Massachusetts parent, helplessly watching public schools teach my son that gay marriage is okay.
Coming together in love to protect marriage.
There is a storm gathering.
There's a storm gathering.
The clouds are dark and the winds are strong. I am afraid.
And I am afraid.
And I'm afraid.
Not afraid enough!
Some who advocate for same-sex marriage have taken the issue far beyond same-sex couples.
A California doctor.
Cut! You sound gay.
I am afraid.
A rainbow coalition of people. A rainbow collision.
A rainbow coalition of people of every creed.
Gay marriage has made me into a terrible actor.
There are so many words I can drag out of my vocabulary to say how awful that was.
The rainbow collision.
Yeah, apparently that's the main bad side of actually gay marriage. It is making bad actors even worse across the country.
That does give me pause.
It does, because
there's so much bad acting already.
Already.
I don't know if we can afford much
more. Listen, as famous actors that audition all the time, you know.
Woo. We've got an intercut of that commercial with It's Raining Men on our Facebook page. The national anthem of gaydom. Okay?
You know.
The one girl had it right. It is a rainbow collision of bigots that are trying to.
Can we start regulating who gets video cameras?
Seriously.
Because, I mean, I'm for free speech and all that, but can we stop stupid speech?
Yeah.
Just stupid speech. That's all I'm trying to stop, Francis.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's all.
It's annoying.
Speaking of which, then we're going to have to stop Republicans from talking, because, did you see, we had Representative Barbara Lee on the show yesterday. She led the delegation to Cuba because they're doing things like talking to people that we don't agree with. You know, like in Iran, and so they went down there, and the Republicans are screaming about it. Barbara Lee said, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but by any objective standard, our current policy toward Cuba just hasn't worked. Simply put, it's time to open dialogue and discussion with Cuba.
Yeah,
I think our current policy is keeping Castro alive.
Exactly.
I mean, he's like, no way. I'm living. I don't understand why talking is. How'd that get a bad name?
Well, because we didn't talk to people for 8 years, Angela.
But we bombed them.
Yeah.
Listen, Francis.
That's how we talk.
Francis, you're married. You know that if we didn't talk to people we disagreed with, no one would be married.
That's right.
That's the whole point of getting married.
That's right.
Keep your disagreement closer.
That's right.
In house, you have to drive to it.
Exactly.
It's convenient.
Can I have my deliverance music, please? Speaking of Republicans, a North Texas legislator. Republican during House testimony on voter identification legislation said Asian descent voters should adopt names that are, quote, easier for Americans to deal with.
What?
Representative Betty Brown.
Betty Brown. You know what? I need to be able to say it, okay?
I can't say these names.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Betty. Betty.
Betty.
Well, she changed her name from Betty Blood to Zupa Z's Culture.
Not Ellis Island in 1919.
Can't you all just set up one name like Woo, and then you can be Bob Woo, and you can be Bill Woo.
I could say Woo.
Yeah, really. Or Sun. I like
that,
Sun.
Sounds like that, or Sing. That's a real word.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
Oh, my goodness.
You need not have anybody in your life to be like, Betty, seriously.
No, seriously,
Betty.
Betty,
this is not a good issue. You need to stop. Don't go out there and say it, Betty.
No, I'm going to have another drink, and I'm going to tell them about their names.
Betty. And you give everybody, you know, and I love the South, and you give us all a bad, you contribute to the stereotype.
Thank you.
They're
right.
Good people.
Speaking of bat crazy Republican women, Michelle Bachmann.
Dude, when are they going to put her in the hospital she so richly needs to be in?
I know.
She's begging on a daily basis.
Hey, can somebody check that thyroid situation going on with her eyes?
Yeah.
She needs to get those levels checked out.
Well, yeah, she freaks me out. I sometimes am on Larry King with her, and she just, the way she stares into the camera and that Blanche DuBois sort of.
Yes.
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers, Larry.
I think her brain is trying to get out through her
eyes. I think
because it doesn't want to be held responsible for the words coming out of her mouth.
She's another Republican like the boner who keeps quoting this MIT study on cap and trade legislation, but is completely misrepresenting the findings. She writes, according to the analysis by MIT, the average American household would expect its yearly energy bill to increase by $3,128 per year if cap and trade were implemented. Mm. The author of the study said that figure was not in his original study, adding the Republicans arrived at that number themselves.
With magic math.
they don't understand decimal points in the vote.
No. He estimated the actual cost of tax payers to be about $30.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow, that would be a difference.
Yeah,
that would be different.
That's a couple of decimal
Riley
points.
Said, it's just wrong of the Republican number. It's just wrong in so many ways, it's hard to begin.
Well, he doesn't understand that they also add in things like fear and crazy and desperate need to get back into power.
That's a huge multiplier.
Yeah, you add that times nutso-crazio, and you get 3,000.
Well, and you have to get the coefficient, too.
That's right.
There's
a derivative in there.
Yeah.
Coefficient and derivative? Why? This is quite a highbrow version of...
Wow.
We took math.
Yeah, we did.
We took it.
Tony in Los Angeles on Bowgate with the president. Hello, Tony. You're on with Brangela.
Oh, Lord Jesus. You know what? It's just respect. And I'm like, all these crazy Beck people and all their followers, you know, like I said, it's a land Negro and a sand Negro. You know, that's what they say. But anyway, they're going to self-destruct because, you know, you
I don't know that that's all right to say that, Tony.
Pardon me?
I don't know that that's all
right. It's okay, Tony. It's okay.
Oh, well,
you know what you
mean. But I said Michelle and Beyonce are on Vogue. You got black folks going to Cuba. You know, you got Eric Holder. It's too much black.
I know what you're saying. It's too much for them all at once. It's too much for them all at once. I know what you're saying. And I think Tony has the point.
Yes, she does.
Because, you know, they're like, look, we gave you a black president. We didn't know y'all be leaving the country, too.
Yes, and doing things.
And representing us. Now, come on. That's too much. I'm sure I'm seeing brown people every day that's not CSI.
That is too much.
Too much melanin.
Yes.
Now, we gave you your little shows, your little movies.
Yes.
You know, you can have your little Madea, all
that. Now, recede to the back and let the white people run it.
We can't have people all over the world talking to black people.
They're used to Dick Cheney being president. I'm like, he's not really running it, right?
Exactly.
The white guy.
Like, what is going on?
I know.
You know what? It's just taking them a little while. We got to give them, like, 2 to 3 more
Speaking
months.
Of which, Michael Steele, who is completely useless, the head of the RNC, he says Obama and Acorn are trying to rig the census.
Mm.
You know what that means. They're
going to
count too many people with the melanin. That's what they're afraid of.
You know what I can tell Michael? We promise not to count you.
You're right. How about that?
We'll have to worry about that one.
Nobody wants to claim you.
Nobody's claiming him.
No.
Right. I'm trying to push him off to the finish. They're like, no.
Yeah, seriously, no.
Yeah.
Maybe if he apologizes to Rush again.
Dude.
Ed in Houston on Glenn Beck. Hey, Ed. You're on with Frangela.
Hey, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good.
First time caller. Just wanted to call quickly. I live in Houston, and a lot of people down here watch Fox News as a regular diet. You know, they actually think that's the news. And my call is because I'm pretty concerned. I've been in conversations with people. I'm kind of a closet Democrat down here. And, you know, don't really advertise the fact unless I'm kind of backed in a corner and I just can't help myself, and then I got to, like, step up. But people think that these guys are for real. They really, mm-hmm. I mean, the conversations, it's not funny. It's
no, it isn't funny. Just anytime someone mentions Fox, just go, it's not news, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Frangela is in Chicago when?
Next week.
For the Improv Festival. Next Friday night we're performing.
Yes. Go to Frangela.com for all things Frangela. I'd like to thank executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice Dee Dee Jim Ward, associate producer Rebecca Baker on phones and drums. See you Monday on The Stephanie Miller Show.